This is Ron's update number 93. How y'all doing? I haven't talked to you in probably month and a half, something like that. I just finished a run walk down at Lilburn Park for an hour. This is probably my third run in 3 weeks, something like that. I've had this lingering, I guess it's a cold, I don't know what it is, but anyway, I'm over the cold part. Now if I can get over the cough part, I'll be fine. This is the first hour run walk I've done in, a month. I don't know. Month of February is pretty much shot, come right down to it. So now we're into March. Maybe I can start over. I got to start training for Peachtree soon. It's July 4th. Track Club sent out the members registration thing so we can register between March 1st through 15th before the lottery starts, where people put in their applications to run Peachtree. So I got to get on the stick and get my application in, because today's the 4th and I don't want to forget about it and end up in the lottery. Anyway, past 3 weeks have not been good running wise for me with this cold, and it was more than a cold, but I can't say exactly what it was. It felt like it was in my lungs, and finally when I got feeling really, really, really crappy and I went to the doctor and he checked me out, it was more like I had a sinus infection, sore throat, and some stuff like bronchial tubes, is that what they are? But not down in my lungs. He checked my lungs. My lungs were fine. So he said, if you feel like running, you can go ahead and run. Well, I didn't feel like running. I just pretty much sat around the house and coughed. Finally, I forced myself out a couple of times, particularly after I got my new Hokas. I wanted to test them out, and I wanted to test out the shoes more than I was miserable, so I went out and gave them a test. So today's my third run and my first hour in them, and they seem to get better every time I run. I'm not sure if I'm breaking the shoes in or the shoes are breaking me in, but they seem to be very comfortable, and I've noticed that I've picked up about close to a minute per mile on my run walks, running in my Hokas without trying to run any faster. I'll have to check and see what my average heart rate is, but on the half hour run walk I did last Saturday, I think my average heart rate was about a 118, which is probably about what it has been. So I would say that I'm probably running close to a minute per mile faster, about the same heart rate, which is kind of weird. You wouldn't think shoes would make that much difference. I mean, particularly these oversized technology shoes where they probably look clunky, but they feel good. They're not that heavy, and they got a whole bunch of cushioning. So I've never really run in shoes that have cushioning like these things do. And personally, it feels pretty good. So I'm going to keep running in them and see how long it takes me to get sick and tired of them. And maybe it won't. And maybe they'll be my go-to shoes. I don't know. I still like my Adrenalines, and I use those too. But the last three runs, which has been like in 3 weeks, has been these shoes. So I haven't really run on a trail with them. I mean, I've run alongside the road and mulch and stuff like that. And I did run out on the bird sanctuary trail at Stone Mountain for a little bit, but that's pretty, that's more like a path. It's not like a real trail, because some of it's even grassy, like mowed grass. So it's a easy trail to run on. I want to get out in the woods and run in them and see how they do. Maybe I won't trip and fall. We'll see. Anyway, I thought I'd give you this quick update, since I haven't done a Ron's update for quite a while. I was almost forgetting what it was like doing one. So this will be it for now, and I'll talk to you later, hopefully sooner than later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.